many thanks to the terrific fundraising by the Martyrs Auxiliary, the Martyr Hospital Auxiliary. They're one of the one of the many great volunteer organisations in our neck of the woods. We have, and there's been no particular reason as to why some have been highlighted. They're all fantastic. They all do wonderful work, but we thought we'd shine the spotlight on the Martyr Hospital Auxiliary. And we caught up yesterday with their treasurer, Kay Fordham.
Yes, and first up, we asked Kay to tell us about the wonderful work her organisation does.
Well, I'm a member of Calvary Martyr Hospital Auxiliary, and we raise money to purchase equipment and to provide care for cancer patients at our hospital.
And how long has the auxiliary been running, Kay?
We've just had over our 100-year anniversary 2 years ago.
Wow. And what sorts of things do you do to raise the money?
Well, we hold functions, except that's been a little bit lack in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
We had our first fundraising function for Mother's Day luncheon this year, and that's the first that we've been able to have since St. Patrick's Day last year. But we have lolly tables at the hospital. We sell craft at the hospital. We have some bus trips. Beresfield Bowling Club kindly holds a housey for us on Saturdays and Sundays. We do hold functions during the year, and the bowling clubs support us by having oncology days there, and we go along and provide morning tea and lunch and all good fun things like that.
COVID-19, Kay, obviously very difficult for your volunteers, but have you seen a lot of the volunteers return since?
Yes. There's only been a few that haven't, and they're people that have been in there, like over 80, and they've enjoyed a bit of time at home, and yes, they're not back, but they're still involved and will support us on the outside in fundraising activities.
And I gather it goes without saying you're always looking for new volunteers, Kay?
Yes, we are. When I say we're limited, we're not limited to what we have, but we can only provide something for them to do. If we get back into this fundraising, it'll be really good.
So, Kay, if people are interested in volunteering, how do they go about doing so?
Well, they could call the hospital, which would give them our phone numbers if they wanted to, if they call the public relations area. We're very keen to get on to raising some more money. We have already donated $152,000 worth of equipment this year.
Well, I mentioned earlier this morning, Kay, that when I went through chemo in the day treatment centre there, they were all very excited about the new computers, and it was thanks to the auxiliary money raised by your auxiliary that those new computers are all there.
Yes, well, look, we couldn't do that without the support of the staff and the visitors to the hospital, but also the community all over Newcastle support us. It's just wonderful. There's so many kind people out there.
There certainly is. Kay Fordham, who's the treasurer of the Martyr Hospital Auxiliary, who I might add, not long after we had that chat yesterday, got back to me and she said, oh, look, I made a mistake. I mentioned the just recently celebrated the 100th birthday. It should have been 90th birthday of the Auxiliary. Kay said she was thinking about the hospital's 100th birthday, which is coming up next year. That'll be a big one.
Yes.
Big birthday. But big shout out and a big thank you to all the wonderful members of the Martyr Hospital Auxiliary, just one of the many volunteer organisations in our neck of the woods, and we honour them all. And it shouldn't just be during National Volunteer Week. It should be
all the time. Yeah.
Keep up the great work.